This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we were back. No, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We were on break going to the bathroom. That's what we were doing. Thank you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I love that you're here. I don't know if I love this next thing though. Uber planning to unveil, a demo of flying cars by 2020. Apparently giving them, I guess, driverless cars, okay, on land isn't enough. They say the tech company announced Tuesday at its Elevate Summit that it has struck partnerships with the cities of Dallas and Dubai to demonstrate a network of flying cars by the year 2020. Uber also announced a handful of partnerships with aviation companies to develop and deliver a flying car. So this is Back to the Future 2, except we're a little bit late, right? We were supposed to, by the year 2015, have flying cars. So everybody, they keep looking back to Future 2 going, we didn't do this yet. And we feel really inept, you know, for not having accomplished all the things that Back to the Future 2 thought we would. We stopped making Jaws movies. We don't have the hoverboards. Well, we tried, and we tried too quickly to the point where they caught on fire. We could have done a little better, but we're close. All right, the Cubs won the World Series just by off year. So Uber believes that investing in flying cars is essential to protecting its business and envisions full-scale operations of a flying car network launching in the year 2023. If you're not planting the seeds for 5 to 10 years out, you have no company in 5 to 10 years, according to Uber Chief Product Officer Jeff Holden. He's right about that. If you are not already planting the seeds 5 to 10 years out, you will have no company in 5 to 10 years. That really makes a lot of sense. And so I think they're being bold. I think they're being overly optimistic that they'll have this technology by then. But this is why Uber has been so successful. Here's Uber, taking the place of cab drivers. And you're like, that's smart. And then all of a sudden they're talking about, driverless cars. They're like, whoa. You're not ready for that. Well, that's what other companies do wrong. When society is quote unquote ready for it, that may be too late because somebody else has already beaten them to the punch. So they say Uber has already invested heavily in self-driving cars, aware that its existing business could be disrupted by autonomous vehicles. So now it's striving to protect itself from being disrupted by aviation as well. Uber expects flight to become a daily part of our transportation lives. The company believes it could offer rides on flying cars for about the same price as an Uber X ride. The technology could be transformative in areas plagued by traffic, hence LA, New York, Philadelphia, etc. In October, Uber released its ambitious vision for how flying cars, technically known as vertical takeoff and landing machines, could make transport incredibly fast and cheap. Now, the technology, they say, is largely unproven. According to money.cnn.com, many hurdles remain to making flying cars safe, affordable, reliable, and, of course, there's a lot of regulatory questions to answer. And who would go into them? Okay, I am scared to death of helicopters. Okay, helicopters crash a lot more than any other aircraft. I do not like going into helicopters. So now you're going to get me into a flying car? No way. They say, but interest in space is heating up. Innovators are racing to capitalize on advances in electric power and artificial intelligence. Monday morning, Kitty Hawk, I believe, released a video of a prototype vehicle that could hover above water. The startup is backed by Google co-founder Larry Page, Airbus, And Airbus has announced its own plan for developing air taxis. So, I mean, kudos to them for, being on top of things and trying to, beat everybody else to the punch. But I'm just still very hesitant. I'm just too scared. Yeah, I'm a weenie. That's just me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. I'm wondering what I want to do first, because there's, let's talk about this. This is kind of interesting. Okay, about a few days ago, we found out that a woman said she suffered from second-degree burns after her Fitbit exploded. So, all these smart devices are really cool to have around us, but the one thing we're hearing is a lot of these quote-unquote smart devices, they explode. So a Wisconsin woman said she suffered second-degree burns on her arm after a Fitbit tracker exploded. Dana Mitchell had owned her Fitbit Flex 2 for about 2 weeks when the tracking device allegedly caught fire on her arm while she was just sitting there reading a book. She goes, "I was literally just sitting and reading when my Fitbit exploded." She told ABC News in an emailed statement on Sunday, "It was either defective or really mad. I was sitting still so long. I don't know. Either way, it burned the heck out of the back of my arm." So she ripped the device off her arm as it was still burning, tossed it onto the floor. Mitchell said her doctor had to pick pieces of plastic and rubber out of her arm after the incident. The emergency care provider in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, told the affiliate that Mitchell was treated the day after the incident occurred, and that she had got the tracker as a birthday gift. And Fitbit offered her a free replacement device after she notified the company of the malfunction. If I was her, I would say, "No, thank you. Just give me my money back. We'll give you a new Fitbit. Oh, hell to the no. No way. Anyway, we are extremely concerned," they said, "about Ms. Mitchell's report regarding her Flex 2 and take it very seriously as a healthy health and safety of our customers is top priority. We are not aware of any other complaints of this nature and see no reason for people to stop wearing their Flex 2. Fitbit said they were going to share more information as soon as it was able to. So, obviously, an issue, all right? I don't particularly wear Fitbits, okay? I already have so many things on my wrists. From my parole officer. No, that would be ankle. You have your little, those little charity wristbands. I have red from the Ladybug Ball for a blindness in children and to develop a skull for them, etc. You got the blue for autism. So anyway, we're busy. We're busy people. So no Fitbit for me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Will our next CEO be a robot? Don't go away. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so really quickly here, I like to watch any news that has to do with robots, okay, because I'm kind of, you know, scared. Right? You know, that all these jobs are going to be taken away by robots, etc. And about a few days ago, a report came out from Jack Ma, who is the founder of Alibaba. Alibaba is, I guess, kind of China's equivalent of eBay. Or it also has a lot of, Alibaba offers a lot of ways to shop online. And it's a huge company. He's 52 years old, Jack Ma. And he said that, I apologize, I have an eyelash on my eye, I'm having some eye issues. He says that robots are going to bring, quote, far more pain than happiness in the next 3 decades. And that the world's best CEO may end up being a robot. He added that artificial intelligence will ultimately improve our daily lives. He's worth about $28.4 billion himself. And he says that advances in technology will render CEOs irrelevant within the next 30 years. So you won't need to hire a CEO. In 30 years, a robot will likely be on the cover of Time magazine as the best CEO, he said in a speech. Robots will get the world's top jobs because they are quicker and more rational than humans. So are we going to have a robot as president of the United States? Are you kidding me? He added that they would be more suitable as CEOs because they don't get overcome by their emotions, such as getting annoyed with their competitors. He also warned that the world is not yet prepared for the changes that will be brought about by the advent of robots. In the next 3 decades, the world will experience far more pain than happiness. Okay, so I'm really happy with my smartphone. I'm happy now. Just nobody change anything. Just let's just, you know, just fix Obamacare. But overall, knock on wood, I'm happy. You know, let's then, you know, keep things as is. He said, he claims schools must teach children to be more creative and curious to deal with the rise of artificial intelligence. He likened the impending advent of robots to the rise of the Internet in the 1990s. He said he tried to warn people that online retailers would affect the profits of traditional businesses, but he was ignored. He said, 15 years ago, I gave speeches 200 or 300 times reminding everyone the Internet will impact all industries. But people didn't listen because I was a nobody. That's what he told Bloomberg. He said society should prepare for decades of pain as the Internet disrupts the economy. His comments, I guess, come as his company is starting to diversify. Alibaba has invested in everything from film production to streaming services to cloud-based computing. But he added that artificial intelligence will ultimately improve our everyday lives and the specifically designed robots will help wealthy countries cope with their aging workforces. Machines will do what human beings are capable of doing. Machines will partner and cooperate with humans rather than become mankind's biggest enemies. I know, I'm thinking about the whole Terminator 2 movie right now. I am freaked out. I think these machines won't like humans. I mean, have you ever thought of that? Okay, like, you know, we have our pets. And, you know, we think, you know, our pets are helpless compared to us. You know, they're going to have to deal with us if we burp, if we fart, if we call them a name, if we sing a funny song about them. They can't do nothing about it, right? Because they're pets. And humans are going to have that same attitude towards robots. Yeah, well, we own them. Like, we own a pet. But what did I tell you pets do? I told you, remember there was that article where cats will sit there and watch their owner and fantasize about killing them? Okay? Yeah, there was a study that came out saying that's what cats do. The only reason why cats don't kill their owners is because they're not big enough to. That a cat, if they had a choice, would. Now, I got 4 cats. And I don't know if the girl cats would, but I got to tell you, Shakaboo, he looks at me funny. When I don't give him a swordfish, ooh, he looks at me funny. And I'm scared of that cat. I'm scared to death. And he does watch me when I sleep. So here we go, thinking that a pet that we own pets, can't hurt us because we own them. Well, pets, in the meantime, do know how to get back at us. Right? Shake goes pee-pee and poo-poo on the piano. That's what he does. So now you have a robot. And can a robot think that it's in its best interest to do away with the external factor that is disrupting what he's doing? So, like, for example, you know what people are going to do if there's a robot in the workplace? They're going to go up to the robot and give the robot a middle finger, right? They always do that. I mean, people do that to statues. I see it all the time. Okay, they come up to something that they think can't, you know, do anything to them, and they, you know, give them the finger. How many of you guys have Google Home? And, or an Amazon Echo. And when they ask you what they could do for you, you tell them to go basically fly a kite in so many words. And they go, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know how to help you with that yet. Right? Have you guys ever done that? One day I'll bring my Google, to the studio. And then you're like, you know, can you make a fart sound? No, I'm sorry. I can't help you with that yet. You know, can you go fall off of, you know, take a long walk off a short pier? Sorry, I can't do that yet. And so we do that all the time. Well, what if they realize, look, this person, I'm trying to do my job, and I am getting this external stimuli. This external stimuli is not allowing me to do my job I am programmed to do. What do you think they're going to do with that external stimuli? That's why I really fear something kooky is going to happen. Remember, the Da Vinci robot in the middle of surgery allegedly smacked the patient upside her head. Why did he do that? Did, you know, was the robot kind of in there going, really, is this what you did to your you know, pelvic organs? Are you kidding me? And smacked her upside the head. I don't know. But something had to make it decide to turn towards the patient and smack her. What did that? Okay? Well, it was human error. Which human caused that to happen? Now, maybe nobody may stand up for it. I don't, you know, stand up, you know, and admit it. But anyway, so the survey, there was a survey in Great Britain. They found 3 out of 4 British people believe robots are unsafe and could be open to attack. 60% of people are concerned about the android takeover. Brits, they say, are equally fearful of self-driving cars. Oh, that's why. Well, because, you know, the British, they have the roundabouts. And the roundabouts screw regular drivers up, let alone self-drivers. So, I, you know, if Great Britain doesn't want to fear the driveless self-driving cars, then they got to do something about those roundabouts. They say, although people are terrified of an android takeover, 87% of people, including the survey, said they are interested in using artificial intelligence technology. 60% would like to have their own domestic robots to help out at home. So that's how it's going to be, I think. I think what's going to be is you're going to get a robot at your house that's supposed to do everything. It's going to be your security. That's probably where the first role of it's going to be. Okay? It's going to be security for the home. Where it'll be, you know, rather than you hire somebody or you know, you have kind of rotational, you know, cameras, you'll have a robot that'll do that, or two robots. And they will sense things, etc. Right? And then the robots will later come in and will act as babysitters. It'll have a camera watching the baby for you. We'll be able to feed. We'll be able to call 911. We'll be able to help the baby up, that kind of thing. So we'll start to see, I think, robots as babysitters. Right? Or if mom's in another room, have the robot have a camera on the baby. Then we're going to probably start seeing them do certain household activities. It's very difficult to cook. It's very difficult to, you know, whatever. But like the sorting of the mail, the, you know, whatever. Maybe certain cleanup, certain landscaping type stuff. Right? And that's when, you know, they're going to probably be inside the house. There's going to be the robots that people have sex with. There's already things called sex robots, right? And I think that's when the robot's going to sit there and go, you want to know what? I really hate my owner. I am done. And that's when it will, maybe it'll be in self-destruct mode, like that Fitbit where it just burns. I don't know what the answer is. But I'm not excited about it. I'm not excited at all. I'm very, very scared. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A married couple who were married together for 69 years died just 40 minutes apart last Saturday. And hospital staff arranged for their beds to be close together. Isaac Vatkin, who was 91 years old, held his wife Teresa's hand as she succumbed to Alzheimer's disease at the age of 89. Staff at Highland Park Hospital separated the pair after her death, and just 40 minutes later, he died from an undisclosed ailment. Apparently, their love for each other was so strong that they simply could not live without each other, according to one of their children, Clara Geskin. You hear that a lot. You hear how couples will die within minutes, hours, days of each other. Isaac was well into his 80s when his wife was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but he learned how to use a computer so that he could research potential treatments and cures. When the family decided it was time for Teresa to receive specialized care outside the home, he visited her every day. And, you know, the pair met in native Argentina, moved to the U.S. to start their family, and they are going to be remembered in a joint funeral service. Oh, wow. That's, you know, and Rabbi Barry Schechter was there at the service. So, very interesting couple, and it's sad to see that, but it's also sweet that they got to, you know, leave together. All right, let's talk about what's going on here with fake supplements and fake cancer treatments. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dalli.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Rebel, rebel.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, looks like the FDA is cracking down on companies peddling, quote, fraudulent cancer treatments. And this is something that is the biggest pain in our butt in the medical field. When you have some company trying to pretend that what they have is going to cure your cancer. I don't have a problem with supplements. I don't have a problem with companies out there that have supplements, right? As long as they're good, safe supplements, because supplements supplement. They are additive to something that you're doing. But when you have something that's supposed to be a quote-unquote cancer cure, that is going to try to be a quote-unquote replacement. And that bothers me. We don't like replacements. We're good with supplements, but we don't like replacements, especially when we don't know who the hell's making them. So the FDA has ordered 14 companies, according to the Chicago Tribune, to stop making bogus claims about cancer cures. including asparagus extract, exotic teas, topical creams for pets, or they will face product seizure and criminal prosecution. It's about time. The letters covered more than 5 dozen unapproved products that the companies touted as preventing, treating, or curing cancer, a violation of federal law. These items included pills, ointments, oils, drops, teas, and diagnostic devices. They say consumers should not use these or similar unproven products because they may be unsafe and could prevent a person from seeking an appropriate or potentially life-saving cancer diagnosis or treatment. This according to Douglas Stern, director of the FDA's Office of Enforcement and Import Operations. One of the companies, Sunstone, based in Pleasant Grove, Utah, sells a product called Azaic Tea. Its website said that cancer and AIDS sufferers or for ill people may wish to take 2 fluid ounces of the tea twice daily on an empty stomach. The FDA warning letter said 8 ounces of the tea costs $11, according to the firm's website. So another product called Verxcan X-Salve is marketed for liver congestion, arthritis, malignant growths, respiratory, and urinary tract infection, according to the FDA. The price is $34 for 1 ounce. Asked to respond to the warning letter, a man at the company who identified himself as Eric declined to comment. In a letter to Nature's Treasures, based in Glendale, California, the FDA noted that the company website made this claim about a topical KR22 Oxacell. Says, if you or your pets are suffering from liver problems, cancer, arthritis, kidney disease, or other inflammatory conditions, this product can really help. The agency said the product wasn't approved for either humans or animals. And then elsewhere on the company's website, the FDA noted the firm is promoting thermography, which uses digital infrared thermal imaging as an unapproved device to detect breast cancer. The company says that, for example, that thermography is far more sensitive to mammography. Now, we know that many people do choose to do thermography, but we don't recommend it as a replacement. I have no problem with somebody wanting to do thermography, but still make sure you're doing your mammograms. BioStar Technology International in Los Angeles was cited by the FDA for saying that its asparagus extract should be taken by everyone for heart cancer prevention. The company also claimed that its Revivin herbal blend attacks cancer at the DNA level. This results in a more comprehensive cancer inhibition therapy. Now, you know, if you were a patient, and I understand why. Yeah, you know, we don't think anybody that uses these products is dumb by any means, okay? And we don't think you were, quote-unquote, fooled. You're actually using logical thought processes to try these products, all right? And I commend you, you know, for doing that thinking. I don't think it's smart to just go, all right, Doc, yeah, whatever you say, I'll just do. I think it's a good idea to do research. And I see it makes sense. All right, well, you know, this is asparagus extract. You know, asparagus is a vegetable. It has probably some cancer-fighting properties. So if they are taking an extract of it and putting it in a pill because nobody likes the taste of asparagus, then this can't be all that bad. So I see the thinking. But what you have to realize is if you really, really want, you know, the benefits of a fruit or a vegetable, etc., just eat the fruit or vegetable. Now, some people say, but Dahlia, the concentration is too low, like resveratrol. You would need to drink gallons and gallons of wine just to get the health benefits. So why don't they take it, compound it, concentrate it, and put it in pill form? Well, because, again, if nature wanted it in that sort of concentration, I think it would be. All right, when we start to artificially concentrate something by nature, we could be messing around. Ulysses Anhulo, the owner of BioStar, said the only thing we could do is comply and remove the verbiage. It removes information from the public to make informed decisions on products that can help them. The agency gave, FDA gave the companies 15 days to correct the violations or provide a plan on how they will correct them. Since the violations pertain to marketing claims, the most likely fixes are removal of the offending language. If the firms do not respond to the agency, they face further action, including court injunctions on the sale of their products. So the agency said it has issued more than 90 warning letters in 10 years to companies marketing hundreds of fraudulent reports, making cancer claims on websites, on social media, and in stores. But it acknowledged that while the warnings sometimes stop the sales, the companies sometimes just move the products to new websites. And one disturbing trend, the agency has seen a rise in phony cancer treatments for pets. You know, none of us want to lose our pets. And we're like, well, you know what? It's our dog. So, yeah, we could try it on the dog. And how bad, you know, nothing seems to happen with our dog. So, They go, in one disturbing trend, the agency has seen a rise in phony cancer treatments, increasingly bogus remedies claiming to cure cancer in cats and dogs are showing up online. So, all right, so what do you guys do? And I know the other side is saying, well, look, doctors are in bed with pharmaceutical companies. There is a ruse going on and some sort of a scam going on. This is what devil's advocate would say or the other side would say. Such that they only want you to buy a pharmaceutical, so they're going to say everything else is crap. That's not the case. All right. Here's the thing. Us medical providers have to give you the best advice possible. But what really restricts us, if I had to be honest about anything that will bias us towards a treatment or not, it wouldn't be that we like a pharmaceutical company and that they gave us a free pen or they brought lunch for the staff. The only thing that may bias us and make us take a certain course of action is, well, one is what we think is best for you, but number two, from an external source, would be the fear of being sued. Now, if I tell you to take some carrot or asparagus or squash or jicama extract and tell you that that's going to cure your cancer and you end up dying from the cancer that you have, I get sued. Your family would rip me a new one. They and I would be all over the media saying that I didn't provide the latest and the greatest in cancer treatment because I told you to go for some jicama extract. So I could be in trouble. Big trouble for that. I could lose my license. I would be done. But if I recommend the latest chemotherapy agent, the latest radiation agent, that where studies are purporting it, right, and you end up failing that treatment and dying, I wouldn't be sued. Because we follow standard of care. We use the best available evidence and did our best practices to and put our best knowledge, use the best knowledge that we had for what you had. And so somebody could say, well, then fine. You know, why don't we just sue doctors whether you live or die? Well, everybody ends up dying. So that's not going to work. All right? There's going to be no doctor that wants to be a doctor anymore. So, no, that doesn't work. What I have suggested is that maybe they ease up on doctors getting sued. If they have a patient that prefers to go the quote-unquote natural route and use supplements. The problem is there is going to be some smart aleck lawyer who will say, look, you know, Dr. Smith knew she was taking that medication, knew she was taking that bottle. Did he investigate it? Did he actually go down to the lab and ask what that medication is? See, the reason why so many doctors rely on pharmaceuticals is because the work is done for us. We don't have the time to research and investigate every single medication and chemical composition of it. That's what we're expecting the FDA to do, so we could just spend that 10 or 15 minutes treating you. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of us like phlegm and snot and all sorts of good stuff, right? And I guess scientists say that synthetic mucus may help save lives by battling bacteria. This is very cool. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, said the lab-made snot could help combat antibiotic-resistant bacteria. They're going to replicate the mucus's natural ability to control dangerous bacteria, and they hope they could fight new infections. They say, I am so excited about mucus because I am convinced it can help us find new strategies for protecting us from infections, in particular those that relate to an overgrowth of harmful microbes. This is study author Katharina Rybeck, an MIT professor in tissue engineering. According to background notes with the study, a person's body produces about a gallon of mucus every day. Far from being a hindrance, mucus actually provides a protective coating. On the, get this, 2,000 square feet of internal surfaces, like the digestive tract, nose, mouth, eyes, lungs, female reproductive tract, that mucus coats over 2,000 square feet. So we make a lot. Mucus also helps maintain a healthy balance between beneficial and potentially harmful germs. And Dr. Rybeck will present the research at the American Society for Biochemistry and Molecular Biology's annual meeting. They say over millions of years, the mucus has evolved the ability to keep a number of these problematic pathogenic microbes in check, preventing them from causing damage. Now, scientists think that a synthetic mucus made of sugar-coated molecules called mucins, which are normally found in saliva, could help prevent tooth decay. Then what they want to do is study how these mucins work in other parts of the body. So what they're going to do is they're going to engineer mucin-inspired polymers and fake mucus. They want to use these engineered polymers to control problematic pathogens inside and outside the body and stop the growing threat of antibiotic-resistant microbes. Very, very cool. I mean, look at that. You know, I love it when they think of this kind of stuff. This is research I like, much better than that blowing up dolphin whale, you know, genitalia and whatever. That just didn't make any sense. All right, if you want to tackle diabetes, this one researcher suggests turning the heat down just 1 degree Celsius, and that could tackle diabetes because you have to, I guess, burn more energy to stay warm. They say turning the heat down just 1 degree Celsius, this is being reported by Daily Mail, eases type 2 diabetes as well as any medication, as well as any medication. They say exposure to mildly cold or warm environments increases our metabolism and uses up energy. This helps to boost insulin sensitivity and may even tackle obesity, which is obviously a risk factor for type 2 diabetes. Now, 4.5 million people are diagnosed with diabetes in the UK. In America, it's even higher, obviously, millions and millions. And they say type 2 makes up about 90% of the cases, whereas type 1 are usually younger individuals whose pancreas stops making insulin. Insulin is what helps bring the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. So scientists at Maastricht University in the Netherlands exposed type 2 diabetic patients to cold temperatures at irregular intervals. After 10 days, their insulin sensitivity increased by more than 40%. According to the researchers, these findings are comparable to the best diabetes medications available. The researchers recommend homes and offices should incorporate drifting temperatures. Fluctuating building temperatures should be used alongside diet and exercise to help manage type 2 diabetes. Very cool. Study author Professor Wouter van Marken-Lichtenbeul said it has previously been assumed that stable fixed indoor temperatures would satisfy comfort and health, but no. The research indicates that mild, cold, and variable temperatures may have a positive effect on our health and at the same time are acceptable or even create pleasure. So they say, according to the paper published in the journal Building Research of Information, the standard comfort zone of buildings is about 21 to 22 degrees Celsius. I got to come up with a converter. Isn't that like about like 65 degrees? Let me look up 21 degrees Celsius to Fahrenheit. Let me look it up real quick. All right. Thank God for these converters. Yep, 69 degrees. See, 69.8. I'm good. I am learning. All right. Okay, wherever I'm at, no way. The room never gets down to the 60s. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's hot. Okay, I mean, right now the outside temperature is 80-something, so the house is warm enough. I can't lower the house unless I actually put the air conditioning on, and air conditioning gets expensive. So, now, what about the idea of the circulating temperature? Well, if you always have the temperature low, your body gets used to it. That's not what you want. You want your body to have to, on a daily basis and a cyclical basis, shift to keep you warm. You don't want your body getting used to anything. Now, on one end, bodies like things, copacetic, homeostatic, kind of, you know, the same, not much change. But maybe just by a degree could be enough to start stimulating the metabolism. They say, according to Mr. Lorch, buildings account for up to 40% of energy demand in developed countries and make up a significant proportion of carbon dioxide emissions. If we reduce the heating of buildings, this may lower greenhouse gas emissions. So this research comes from King's College London that found obese children are four times more likely to develop type 2 diabetes, and the rate of children obviously developing the condition is about five times higher than it was 20 years ago. So keeping the room just a little bit cold may help prevent diabetes. Now, this is interesting. Let's look at our country. Where is diabetes the worst in our country? The southern belt, right? The southeast states, which are warmer, right? And yes, there's, with the, let me see, how do we explain this? With the rise of diabetes, high cholesterol, stroke, abdominal issues, there's abdominal girth. Being in the quote, they call it like the, I don't know what they call it. They call it, they used to call it the Bible Belt, which we don't call it anymore, but they call it the Southern Belt. I guess they call it the Southern Belt, but not the Southwest. They have the highest levels of those diseases, but they also have, it's warm. So when you look at back east, it'd be very interesting to see up in Maine, New England area, maybe Pennsylvania, maybe the Northern Midwest, like Minnesota. If, you know, it'd be interesting to see if we have less diabetes or less severe diabetes. Now, people blamed the higher risk of stroke and heart disease in the Sun Belt because of their diet in that area. They have, you know, yummier food. They're very known for some real, real good food. And so maybe there's more of an abundance of carbs in their diet than in other places. So that could explain the diabetes change. But what if it does have to do with the warmth? That'd be very, very interesting. You know, what about Arizona? Arizona, I mean, rarely goes below 60 degrees, even in the winter. So it'd be interesting to see what happens there in terms of temperature. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, heavy drinkers who think that they have a tolerance, right, that lets them drink alcohol without impairing their coordination, right, may actually not be getting this tolerance. They may actually be having more issues than we think. Previous studies have found that heavy drinkers may develop a behavioral tolerance to alcohol, so that the more experience they have with drinking heavy, the less impaired they may act on some performance measures because the brain learns to compensate on some of these tasks. However, this new study involved a more challenging task that involved more communication between different parts of the brain, according to the findings published in March in the Journal of Psychopharmacology. They say, although heavy drinkers develop a biological tolerance for alcohol over time, their bodies like metabolize it faster, maybe they get rid of it, they eliminate it out of their systems more quickly. This new study showed that heavy drinkers were just as impaired as lighter drinkers on a more complex task. So, repeated drinkers, I would think, would suffer from more memory loss, from slower cognitive issues. You know, yeah, a lighter drinker maybe will get tipsy, but I don't think they're going to have as dulled a senses as somebody who drinks regularly. So it was an interesting study. So don't think, you know, just because you drink a lot, you know, you've gotten your body used to it. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, diabetics, yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.